Welcome to episode 46 of the Frenemies podcast. We have a good one for you today. We don't talk baseball often, really ever. We're talking baseball today. Carter stumbled upon a TikTok that ignited an idea of his that he's now fully, you know, fully on.
Fully invested.
Is Barry Bonds the greatest of all time over Babe Ruth? If you see Jack's face, Jack's for Babe Ruth. Carter's for Barry Bonds. Hunter's going to throw in Willie Mays at some point, I think.
I don't even know if I believe that, but I'd say me and Jake are like somewhat in the middle right now. Like, I've looked at a few stuff, but I'd say we're fairly in the middle.
And Carter printed out crosswords.
Statistics, Jackson. Statistics.
Crosswords.
It's going to be a battle.
I guarantee mostly. You can't read
it's
that.
It's going to be a battle mostly between Jack and Carter. Me and Jake will throw in as needed, but I'm very excited for this.
Before I can't get a word for the next hour, I would just like to say a quick little thing. Things are going to get heated. For the first 20 minutes will probably be numbers related, and then from there it's probably me character based. So once you get to that part, if you want to skip on through because you only want it for the sports, that's fine. If you think it's hilarious, but I think most people do, then you'll enjoy it.
Okay, I say we start with, they each give their arguments, maybe 5 to 7 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, and no, you can't interrupt or speak. So who would like to start?
Take it away.
No, you got the floor.
Rock, paper, scissors.
No, rock, paper, scissors.
Two out of three?
Decided. No, best of one.
All right, I'll go first then.
Okay.
No, because I don't. We don't.
All right, you got 7 minutes. Can you do that?
He doesn't trust his rock,
ladies
paper, scissors
and gentlemen,
game to win one game.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hold on, can you finish in 7 minutes?
Yes.
All right,
hold on, real quickly. If he said something egregious,
no.
Like, if he said something wrong.
Well, it's like the opening arguments in a court.
Yeah.
No one would ever give Carter 7 minutes in an opening argument.
We're in the Miller and Smith court.
You can tell him what's wrong with his argument, and then you can start yours.
If he says something egregiously wrong, I'm going to tell him.
No, he gets an opening. You then have a rebuttal. Then your opening. He will then have a rebuttal, and then we'll just.
Unless he says something statistically incorrect. No.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
No other way to say it. Barry Bonds is a fucking monster. Off the roids. On the roids. I don't care. Give me him. It is unjust that he is not in the Hall of Fame. He's the greatest baseball player we have ever seen.
No.
By far.
By far.
A lot. Statistically, I don't even really think it's that much close. Like Babe's up there. He's got some good statistics. But Barry Bonds just blows everything out of the water. The biggest argument and the only acceptable argument I will hear against Barry Bonds is his roids issue. I completely understand.
And that was what I said.
We want integrity of the game, correct?
That was my argument with it.
But here's the thing. Barry Bonds did not use steroids from 1986 until 1988. The only reason he used steroids is because he'd been absolutely nuking the league for years, right? Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, they get all juiced up, and they go on the long-gone summer, the race to 60. And Barry Bonds goes, okay, well, I'm going to show you what the best player in baseball looks like on the juice. And what does he do? He puts together the greatest three-year stretch ever. Ever. He was on base 60% of the time. He batted in that stretch. Hold on. Let me find it here.
Way to be organized.
I am very organized. He batted. Oh, no, that's on base right here. 312, 336, and 311. No, I'm sorry. That was his greatest three-year stretch in the pre-roid era. His greatest stretch during roids was 370, 341, and 362. Find me someone better than that. Wow. Hitting nukes. Just nukes. They were gone. And he was stealing the base, and he was fast. It was a power-speed combo. First player ever to hit 40 home runs and steal 40 bases in a single season. He, in fact, actually, he took more at-bats. He got on base more times than he had at-bats. Now, that doesn't sound statistically possible, but it's the whole how baseball calculates it with the walks and stuff. He got on base 376 times and had 373 at-bats. That is absurd. That's unbelievable. He's a walking just single, at least, and then he just destroys balls. Like, they weren't just out of the field. They were out of the ballpark. It was gone. Thank you, Jake. Gone forever. Ladies and gentlemen, the fact that he's not in the Hall of Fame, it enraged me then, because I do like the home run. I will admit, I'm biased towards it. Mm-hmm. But also,
like your goals.
Now, after all the statistical
facts I've accumulated. Oh, by the way, he played defense, too. I don't know if you guys know about that. He did. And Babe did not. Babe played zero defense.
Above average fielder.
Shush.
Statistically.
We could talk about it later.
Zero defense. He's above average.
Barry Bonds not only deserves being in the Hall of Fame, he deserves his place as the head, as the signature star of the Mount Rushmore of baseball. I'm going to shake your hand.
That's a good argument. I'm really excited for this one, too.
That was like watching the 2020 presidential debate. That was awful. Babe Ruth is the greatest player to ever step in between the lines, to ever step in the diamond. He is the greatest baseball player ever. Not only that, I mean, I might start really aggressive here. He might be the GOAT of all GOATs. I'll tell you why. He saved the sport of baseball. Now, I'll get into statistics first, but Babe Ruth did save baseball. So let's talk about it. Career. Barry Bonds hit 50 more home runs than Babe Ruth. I'll give you that. Let's look at everything else. Batting average, Babe Ruth. On-base percentage, Babe Ruth. Slugging percentage, Babe Ruth. RBIs, Babe Ruth. And they played the same number of seasons. And Babe Ruth had every single statistical category higher than Barry Bonds, with the exception of home runs. Check your statistical sheets. I'm right. Secondly.
Walks, Barry Bonds, more.
Excuse me. He's talking.
Shush. Quiet. You can check, but you can't talk.
Oh, I know Carter's a big statistical guy, but he was just looking at RBIs, home runs, all that good stuff. You know what he wasn't looking at? I guarantee you, Carter Hip wasn't looking at advanced analytics. Let's look at WRC+. Let's look at WRC+ over a career. A WRC, 100 is average, 150 is 50% above average. What was Babe Ruth's WRC+, which WRC+ is used to compare players against errors. Babe Ruth was 197. 97% better than any baseball player. What was Barry Bonds over the course of his career? 173. Babe Ruth, exceptionally higher than almost any player to ever play the sport of baseball, and Barry Bonds. And that's to compare players against eras. Okay, that's one stat. Let's talk about another advanced stat that compares players against eras. WOBA, W-O-B-A. Babe Ruth's 513. That's absurdly high. And W-O-B-A is basically when a player gets on base, what are the chances they're going to calculate a run in for that team? What was Barry Bonds? We think it was 500? No. It was 435. Almost 70 points lower than Babe Ruth. So, statistically, Babe Ruth is better in almost every single category with the exception of home runs and walks. And might I remind you, Barry Bonds' career 73 home run season, the best home run season ever, that was one of his roid seasons. Granted, Barry Bonds never takes the roids. He's a Hall of Famer, no doubt, but he did take the roids, and that's the biggest argument to Barry Bonds. And Barry Bonds' best career seasons, he was on steroids. Was Babe Ruth ever on steroids? No, he was on hot dogs and whiskey. one more thing about Babe Ruth. 22 seasons. Barry Bonds, 22 seasons. You know what Babe Ruth did that Barry Bonds never did? Babe Ruth was one of the best pitchers in the majors when he played for Boston. He had 94 wins, a 2.2 ERA. Barry Bonds never did that, and he never will. And on top of that, Babe Ruth had one of the greatest World Series records ever. Babe Ruth in the World Series pitched 29 and a third consecutive shutout innings. 29 and a third consecutive shutout innings as a pitcher. So not only was Babe Ruth arguably the greatest hitter of all time, which Babe Ruth hit 340, by the way, that's 10th all time, 340. He had a 2.2 ERA, was 6 wins away from 100 career wins, and pitched 29 in a third consecutive scoreless innings in the World Series. That held up for 40 years. 40 years. It's absurd. It's not even close. Babe Ruth is better all time than Barry Bonds. Honestly, there's not that high an argument to put Barry Bonds against Babe Ruth. It's Babe, and it's not even close. How much time I got left?
You, sir, have 3 minutes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Let's talk about the 1919 World Series. The Chicago Black Sox. Yeah, the Black Sox scandal. They were playing the Cincinnati Reds, 1919. And honestly, I would argue that Shoeless Joe Jackson is more deserving of the Hall of Fame than Barry Bonds, because Joe Jackson never cheated the game. Only player on that Sox team that did not accept money. I will go to my grave saying that. For those that don't know, the Black Sox scandal, the White Sox, they threw the 1919 World Series to the Cincinnati Reds and got a ton of money from bettors, because bettors put the house on the Reds to win the World Series. At the time of 1919, there was no basketball, there was no football in America. Baseball was its peak, and baseball has been played since the 1800s. Baseball was the peak of American sports. After 1919, baseball fell off a cliff. No one had any reason to watch it. And then Babe Ruth comes along, this, not just a generational player, a once in a sport player, not once in a lifetime, once in a sport. Babe Ruth got to the point where he was sitting 6% of the league's home runs. There were times when Babe Ruth hit had more home runs than every single team in the majors. You put any single team's home run total against Babe Ruth, Babe Ruth had a higher home run total. Barry Bonds never came close to that. Babe Ruth did. Multiple seasons. And that rejuvenized the baseball fan base and allowed baseball to become the sport it was today. Without Babe Ruth, baseball probably dies in darkness and we don't have the major leagues today. Barry Bonds never saved baseball. He cheated baseball. That's my argument.
That's a good ending.
I'll take it here.
Thank you. Hold on, real quick. One more thing I'd like to add on. You know, there are probably three players that are not in the Hall of Fame that most baseball fans would argue should be in the Hall of Fame. That's Barry Bonds, Pete Rose, and Shoeless Joe Jackson. Mm-hmm. Go on record right now and say Joe Jackson and Pete Rose are 1,000 times more deserving of the Hall of Fame than Barry Bonds.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Carter, rebuttal?
Babe Ruth absolutely saved baseball. But let's switch to a field that you guys are very familiar with. Mm-hmm. Who is the greatest basketball player of all time?
Michael Jordan.
Who saved basketball?
No one.
No, that's not true.
No one saved basketball.
Ratings were plummeting.
The NBA would still be in existence. You're telling me the NBA would be out of existence?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Out of existence.
Yes. The NBA was falling apart until the 80s happened.
Larry Bird and Magic Johnson.
Yes. I don't know if out of existence, but I mean
the ratings. Yeah,
no, I think they saved basketball as much as
You can go watch the documentary produced by ESPN. They produce a whole thing on how when the ABA and the NBA at that time combined saved the whole thing. They needed two stars, Larry and Magic. Larry Bird and Magic Johnson.
What'd you say?
They saved
two stars.
Two stars.
Two players. It took two players. It took baseball one.
Okay. Whatever. They're two great players. Are Larry Bird and Matt Johnson top 10, top 5?
Top 5.
Yes.
Easily.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are they the greatest, though, because they saved basketball?
No.
See?
That's not my argument. I'm adding that on top of my argument. I'm saying Babe Ruth statistically.
It's not the Keiko's argument. It's more of a cherry.
I'm saying Babe Ruth statistically is better than Barry Bonds. And then on top of that, saved an entire sport.
Statistically.
God, scared me, Jake.
Some of those facts that were stated were wrong.
Which one? They were all correct.
Barry Bonds total career hits 2,935.
I never said Barry Bonds had. I never said Babe Ruth had more hits than.
But we just said.
I never said that.
You said every statistical category.
I didn't. I said Babe Ruth had a higher batting average, a higher on base percentage, a higher slugging percentage, and more RBIs.
He didn't have more RBIs.
He did have more RBIs. Babe Ruth had 2,200 RBIs.
Barry Bonds had 1,900 RBIs. I read the wrong line. Absolutely.
I've yet to give an incorrect stat.
Okay.
So, you have given at least three.
You just said every single stat,
which is just wrong.
That I've named.
Also,
I gave you home runs.
Defensively, Barry Bonds is a. Let me just make sure I have
7-time Gold Glove winner.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Babe Ruth. I know your stats more than you do.
they didn't have
the Gold Glove back then. Also, Babe Ruth has won one MVP in his career. You know why that is? Because they only gave out one MVP back then. You could only win it once. That's the reason why Barry Bonds has excessively more MVPs than Babe Ruth does. Not to mention, Barry Bonds was an absolute catastrophe in the playoffs. He was a horrible playoff player. Wow. Horrible.
So here's my other argument, too. Okay? So we're going to call Barry Bonds a terrible playoff player, which I think is hilarious.
I think it is wrong.
Is deeply wrong. But Babe Ruth, I'm not saying he's not a great player, but it's similar to Bill Russell, and he played with little teams, and his team was loaded.
Here it is. Your only argument.
No, I'm addressing this argument against you. Not a lot of teams. All his players, he had a loaded team. So, and it's the same thing with Mike Trout. We can't judge the individual success of a player based on their team success in baseball, because it takes, unless he hits a home run every pitch, which we have never seen and never will see, it's hard for a single player
to win a baseball game.
To win a baseball game.
All right, so that's fine. Let's talk about WAR, wins above replacement. Babe Ruth had a higher wins above replacement than Barry Bonds.
That's another problem I have, too.
How is that a problem? That's a stat.
Is advanced stats.
That's not even an advanced stat. That's just wins above replacement.
That is an advanced stat. That is an absolute advanced stat. Let's look at the at-bats.
WOBA and WRC plus are advanced stats. WAR is not an advanced stat.
Let's look at home runs. He was intentional. All
right, that's fine. Hold on.
600 times.
Hold on.
600.
Hold on. Hold on. If you're gonna use the home run argument that Barry Bonds would have more home runs, I'm gonna use that exact same argument because I didn't think that was fair, so I wasn't gonna use it because Barry Bonds was walked an excessive amount of times. Babe Ruth played pitcher for half a decade and never gotten at bat, so Babe Ruth wasn't hitting home runs until almost 5-6 years into his career. So you can't even use that argument.
That's fine.
Because if Babe Ruth had those, hold on. Because if Babe Ruth had those 5-6 seasons, he's the all-time home run leader by probably over 100 home runs.
But no,
he would be over.
Okay. So if you want to say that, that's fine. But we're not playing what ifs. We're playing what actually.
You just
happened.
Played what ifs with the 600 walks.
No, I didn't. I said he was intentionally walked 600 times.
And you're saying he would have had more home runs?
No, I'm not saying
Babe Ruth would have had more home runs if he started his career earlier.
I'm saying the fact of the matter is, if you're walking someone 600 times as a major league manager, do you know how much fear? Do you know how much fear? Do you know how? What is the second close? Let's hear. What is the second closest person to be intentionally walked that much? Do you know the difference between the first and second place between Barry Bonds and everyone else?
I'm going to say 200, 250, 100, 300.
Just shout that. 275 times is the difference. Okay, then let's look at individual times. Season. I'll give you the fact that Barry Bonds' best home run season was 2001-73. Everyone knows. Does he have a season that approaches 60 with off roids like Babe Ruth? Absolutely not. But if you want to look at that season and just in a game in general.
What if I don't want to look at the roid season?
No, I'm saying if you want to look at Babe Ruth's best season, 60 home runs, he had 7 stolen bases, he struck out 89 times, he had 144 bases on balls, walks, 153 RBIs, 184 hits, generated 139 runs on 495 at bats and 152 games played. Okay?
So 10 less games than Bonds.
So let's pick No, that's not true. Let's pick Barry Bonds' best season.
Off roids,
which I would argue close. I would argue you could either do the 1996 season or the 1993 season. 1996 season, he became the first player in MLB history.
So no one else did it before.
No one else, and I don't know if anyone else has done it since. 40 home runs and 40 steals. See, and here's the problem. You said it earlier. Babe Ruth did this all on cigars and hot dogs. That little penguin waddling around the bases.
No, that's unfair. That's unfair right there.
The career high was 17.
That's unfair right there because you can't call Babe Ruth a little waddling penguin because that's one of the biggest stereotypes about Babe Ruth. He was not a fat, overweight baseball player the majority of his career.
So why does he have 40 steals?
No one stole back then. And I'll tell you this. Babe Ruth was also caught stealing probably, I think, the most in baseball, at least percentage-wise. His percentage caught stealing was horrible. But he stole more than anybody in his generation. He even ended a World Series getting caught thrown out at second. He stole more than anyone in his generation. I'm not saying that's a good thing.
So we're going to fault him for his coach calling a steal.
That's not what I'm saying. Carter, Babe Ruth stole more than anybody in his generation of baseball. Barry Bonds stole a normal amount of times in his generation of baseball.
Did anyone else get there?
Sorry, Carter, I don't mean to just poke holes in the argument, but Jose Canseco actually reached the 40-40 mark earlier in 1988.
Oh, he did.
Another statistical fallacy from Carter Hip.
Are you serious? Wait, hold on.
He is serious. Now, let me take the argument back to my place here.
42 home runs and 40 stolen bases. What was he going to say?
Oh, other league. Oh, yeah, no, that's on me. That's on me. That's completely on me. He was the first person in the National League. Okay, my bad. Let's just go back.
The first 40-40 in the NL.
Yes. Okay. And the second overall.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And one of four.
Jose could have been on roids, but...
Anyway, come on. Sorry. So then we're going to look at this. We're going to look at this. We can look at this season. He played in less games than Babe Ruth. He had 5 more at-bats. He generated 19 more runs, had 20 more hits.
So these are minuscule differences. Like, I'm sorry, these are very, very small.
I'm just saying, outside of home runs, so Barry Bonds' third best season is better than Babe Ruth's best.
So you're giving him a one-season comparison where Barry Bonds is slightly better. slightly.
In his third best season. If you want to go best right. for best, it's no, not that's even Roy's, close.
Because that's Roy's. All right, Carter. You okay. took. Hold so on. No, hold on. Hold on. Season. Hold on. Let me. No, no. You had your floor. Let me take it. You're talking regular season. Let's talk the important season, the postseason. Let's go over Barry Bonds in the postseason.
We just, who was we a, just no, we didn't. Address this.
No, we did not. We did not address this. Barry Bonds in the postseason, for his stature as a regular season player, he's a catastrophe in the postseason. His career in the postseason, he hit .245. He had 37 hits. Only 9 home runs.
How many times was he
less
in the
than 30 RBIs. Only 24.
How many times was Bonds in the postseason?
48 games.
Okay.
Let's go over to Babe Ruth, who played in, let me remind you right here. Played in less postseason games than Barry Bonds did. Played in 7 less postseason games than Barry Bonds did. Babe Ruth had a batting average of .326. That is 81 points higher than Barry Bonds. 81 points. He had 42 hits. That's 5 more hits than Barry Bonds in 7 less games. He had 15 home runs in the playoffs in his career. That's 6 more than Barry Bonds in 7 less games. He also had 33 RBIs, 37 runs, and he did all of that in 41 games in his postseason career, not to mention 29 and a third consecutive outs, or I'm sorry, 29 and a third consecutive shutout innings in the World Series. Contributed more than Barry Bonds ever has in a playoff series, ever.
Barry
by
Bonds
far,
was
by
intentionally
far.
Walked 110 times in postseason play.
So he put 48 to whatever website walked 110 times.
He still hit .245. So when they threw to him, he wasn't getting hits. He hit .245. That's awful.
Jackson, he was walked 110
times. He hit .245. Walks don't count against average. Walks don't count against average. He hit .245.
It doesn't matter if you're the most. It does matter. If you're on base that much. If you're the most valuable player by that margin that they are just they would rather have you on base than throw the ball to you.
Okay, hold on. So if he was walked that many times, he only scored 33 runs in the playoffs. Babe Ruth scored 37.
Okay. So let me just make sure I have this right. Because he was walked and then his teammates didn't hit him in, we're going to blame Barry Bonds.
Yeah, because if Barry Bonds isn't getting hits, what's he doing? He's not helping his team win. What did he do in the postseason to help his team win? No, what did he do? Babe Ruth is better in every single statistical category.
Am I talking French?
You're not talking baseball.
Okay, hold on. He was walked 110 times. 111. He gets on first. His teammates fail to hit the ball into play where he can run around. I'm just picturing in my mind. Here he comes, running around second, rounding third, going home. But because his teammates didn't do that, Barry Bonds is punished.
Barry Bonds hit .245 and never stepped on the mound in the playoffs.
What did Ruth hit?
.326. Plus 81 differential.
And that's definitely fair. That's definitely fair. I'm just saying, if you're walked 111 times in, what was it? How many games did he play? 48 postseason games?
What? How far are we in?
How many times?
I want to get to Willie, too. Because I feel like you have a decent argument for Willie, too.
But Willie's all you. I put all my time and effort into Babe Ruth here. So he's not even prepared. I've taken him down in every stat, and now he's got to look up new things to try to bend his argument.
You didn't like my stats when I gave you his third best season was better than Babe's.
So one season over 22.
Oh, my God. No.
It's one season over 22 seasons.
Babe's greatest season was not as good as Barry's second greatest season.
Third
greatest season.
Third off the roids. It's his best season off the roids.
No, it's his second best season off the roids.
That's fine, but the difference is so small, and you don't judge a GOAT by one season. You judge a GOAT by a career, and it's Babe Ruth and by a mile.
You can normally judge the GOAT by his best season.
I could not disagree with that more. You're going to judge a GOAT by one season? Barry Bonds played 22 seasons, but we're going to pick one season to say that's the greatest baseball player to ever play.
Yeah, everyone's got that moment.
That moment?
Not saying that you just have to have one good
over
season.
A 22-year career, Babe hit .341, 10th all
time. Then why isn't LeBron the GOAT if he's had a longer career than Michael Jordan and better statistics?
This isn't
longer.
A baseball episode.
See, that's
this
the
is
problem.
A baseball episode.
No, that's the problem.
That's not the problem.
We're not going to flip-flop the line here. Either he was good over a long time or he's good. His peak is the best. And Barry Bonds' peak is unmatched. He is simply the greatest.
This is how I know I won the argument. You brought LeBron into it. You lost or you brought LeBron into it.
That's not true.
You lost or you brought LeBron into it.
That is true.
Because you lost all your arguments. Your only shot was LeBron James.
That's not true.
You are now banking on LeBron James to save your argument.
Nope, nope, nope.
That's how bad your argument is that you're bringing LeBron James into it.
Because you don't have an answer.
This is a baseball episode. Barry Bonds versus Babe Ruth. Your argument was so poor and so flawed. No, it's not. It is a Barry Bonds versus Babe Ruth episode.
Let's go football. Let's go football. Who speaks better? Who speaks better? Tom Brady.
He's bringing in another sport. This was a Barry Bonds versus Babe Ruth episode. You knew that. You lost. You are now bringing in LeBron James because all of your statistical analysis were fallacies.
Then answer my freaking question.
No, because it's a baseball episode.
No, answer my question about baseball.
Look.
Peak or career? Because I try to put it in different terms because you just avoid the question. And then you attack that, and then you character analyze it instead of looking at the freaking
character
stat.
Analysis it?
You character analyze, you assassinate my character instead of
what am I assassinating your
just
character?
Did. You just did because I tried to put it in simpler terms for you because clearly you don't
understand. You're running another
that
sport!
Barry Bonds' peak is the greatest of all time.
No.
Same as every other GOAT in every other sport. Same as Michael Jordan's. Same as Tom Brady's. It's the same thing. They are the peak. At the peak, they are the GOAT. And that makes them the GOAT.
I'm pretty sure Peyton Manning and Patrick Mahomes have higher peaks than Tom
Brady. Oh!
They both threw over 50 touchdowns in a season. I'm honest, they're obviously not better.
Tom Brady's peak is the greatest peak of all time we've ever seen at the quarterback position.
No, because you're
same thing
you're
with
talking
Michael
singular
Jordan.
Season.
Same thing with
you're
Michael
talking singular season.
I'm talking peak! I'm talking peak!
So that's not peak, that's singular season.
Would Babe Ruth's best singular season be in his peak?
Yes.
Okay. So, Barry
but that's not
Bonds
what you're talking about.
Not Barry Bonds' peak is better than Babe Ruth's best season in his peak. What are we talking about?
Because Babe Ruth did more than just bat.
Barry.
That's what makes him the greatest of all
Barry
time.
Barry Bonds has like way more Golden Gloves.
That's great.
So what is this more than bat?
Babe Ruth was a lumpy left fielder that hit bombs, won his team World Series. Also, Babe Ruth is a 7-time World Series champ. You know who isn't? LeBron James, but also Barry Bonds.
Okay. To answer this question, I'll tell
what
you,
question?
I'll tell you why Babe Ruth is.
Wait, hold on. Well, I'm so lost in your train of thought. What question are we on?
No, we're answering it because clearly.
What question are we answering?
You just avoided the statistical answer again.
What's the question?
So then you go, by the way, Babe Ruth's a 7-time World Series champ.
What's the question?
Okay. Let's name some of Babe Ruth's teammates.
Time out. What's the question? You just had to answer this question, and you
to answer the question on why Babe Ruth has more postseason success than Barry Bonds. It's because he played with a good team.
No, it's not. Babe Ruth did not hit 81 points higher than Barry Bonds because his team was better. He
right.
hit 81
if,
points
if
higher
Barry,
because Babe
Barry,
Ruth was better.
If Babe Ruth played with 8 other Jakes on the roster, and he hit that. Is he winning a World Series?
Probably.
No offense, Jake. Is he winning? He's winning a World Series with 8 Jakes.
If he's hitting 326 in his career, and then he's throwing 29 consecutive scoreless innings, I like my odds. I love my odds, actually.
Are we hearing this correctly?
We are hearing this correctly. This is a World Series record.
I'm a solid ball player. Babe and the Jakes. Jake would figure it out eventually. After like a 6 or 7 World Series. I
yeah,
think
if I'm there a lot, I would, you know, at some point get like a butt down. Sorry, go on.
Like he's at a loss of words.
That's you're telling me that you would take Babe Ruth and Jake and 8 Jakes over professional baseball teams to win a World Series.
I'm taking the guy.
In a best-of-7.
I'm not taking a team here. I'm taking the greatest player of all time, and I'm taking the guy that hit 81 points higher than Barry Bonds did in his postseason career. That's just me personally. Because that completely takes out walks. Because walks don't affect
your average.
But
that's not the argument, Jackson.
But then what the hell is the argument? Because the argument is not who had the best teammates. The argument is who's the best player.
No, your argument was who won the World Series 7 times. And
that wasn't an argument. That was just a cherry. I
just
added it on.
You said that. And I'm saying that doesn't matter if you don't have good teammates. You can't win by yourself.
He's trying to take
disagree.
Take the cherry off.
Dude, I made a really nice cake, and you took off my cherry.
No, I'm saying that's fine. I have nothing to say for postseason averages.
So
that's
cherry sticks.
That's completely
I get
true.
My cherry?
That's completely true.
Because my
but
cake's
the fact
up here.
Is that Barry Bonds is on base percentage is also way
Carter's
higher.
Cake
is also way higher than Babe Ruth. In fact, it's the highest in history.
That's great.
And so if he's walked more times, he's doing his job. Now, did he hit as well as he could have? No. But if he's walked more.
Walks
if he's walked more.
Do not affect batting averages.
I know. I know.
No, you don't.
Listen to what you're not listening. No, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
You're not listening to what you're saying.
Who is more valuable? The person
Babe Ruth.
The person who gets on base 100 times or 50?
Well, considering Babe Ruth's batting average career was 43 higher than Barry Bonds, I'm going to take Babe Ruth.
So why was Barry Bonds' on-base percentage higher?
Because he got walked. Because he took the roids.
You see this flip-flop you're doing?
No. I honestly don't.
That's the problem, then.
No, it's not a problem.
That is the problem.
You don't understand what you're
statistically,
saying.
Yes, I do. Statistically, I will take the player that gets on base more and hits the ball farther more times. And Barry Bonds did both.
No, he didn't. Just straight up, he didn't.
Okay,
Babe Ruth hit the ball more times.
Here we go again.
And Babe Ruth.
No, that's a lie right there. 2,870
for
Babe Ruth.
Oh, batting average.
What did you just say? Did he just say hit the ball more times?
Because he had a higher batting average.
But that doesn't
if you
mean
take those two players and put them on the plate, who has a chance to get a hit? A higher chance of getting a hit? It's Babe Ruth.
Who has a higher chance of getting on base?
Barry Bonds.
Who is the more valuable player then?
Babe Ruth.
This is why you're never going to be a manager.
So this is where it gets interesting.
And this is
batting average could be more important.
And
you
this
think
is not
just
even
overall
and, no.
getting on base.
And this is
no, that's, no, this, I'm no, not, no, that's not my argument no, to why Babe
this
Ruth
is
go.
Even this is even counting the roids era because he just can't do that. Which I have a great problem with that because
is
it cheating if everyone does it?
Yes.
Is it?
That's literally in my math teacher's classroom.
Is it cheating if everyone does it? Because Lance Armstrong won the Tour de France. I know you don't like the other sports comparisons, but it's the same situation.
The fact that you've brought three other sports, including cycling, into this argument is
just
incredible.
Because you clearly can't understand the facts.
It's just incredible.
You clearly can't understand the facts.
What facts?
The fact is
all your stats have been
everyone else is doing it, it means everyone's on the same playing field.
What happened to Babe took roids?
You know what's funny? Babe Ruth never took roids, but this is actually really, like... Actually, this might hurt my argument, but I don't care because it's one of my favorite Babe Ruth stories.
I think what you're going to say. His
sheep?
Addiction to prostitutes?
No, this is actually this is much different. Babe Ruth tried...
No, Babe.
Now, I all right, so I'm going to write off. I can't confirm for sure if this is true, but this is one of the most legendary Babe Ruth folk tales. And if honestly, Carter, if you did your research, you would have called me out on this. Babe Ruth tried to take extract, and I swear this is a real Babe Ruth folk tale. He tried to take extract from sheep testicles and injected into his veins to become a better ball player.
See,
now, if you did your research, you would have called me out.
No, I wouldn't call you out because I don't care if everyone else is doing it.
See, but no one was doing that. That just would have been Babe. But you didn't do your research.
Okay, but everyone was doing it in Barry Bonds there, and yet he's still being penalized.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. So why are we going to penalize the guy that was nuking the league for 10 years, never got any credit? He has a Hall of Fame career in 8 years.
What
in 19? No. He did.
What of?
He had two
but
Hall of Fame careers
of
in one. No, he didn't.
No, he would have.
Carter's point
but
is
he would
that
have.
If everyone else is taking roids, then he's just playing other people with roids, so it's an even playing field. I think what Carter's trying to say.
So he hits. So what?
How many people took roids in that era?
Everyone.
I want to see if there's a stat on that.
And here's my other problem is Barry Bonds is doing, you know, the 42 and 40, the 40 and 37, 46, 29, 33, 52. He stole 52 stolen bases in one season.
Was that the 90s when Bonds played or the 80s?
80s and 90s. 86 to 90.
When did he start taking roids?
He took roids after the 98 season because 98, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, 98? They get all juiced up.
Okay.
They start hitting bombs, right? So they're going to first 60. In 1998, he has 37 and 28 with... Well, let me make sure. 167 hits. So like that's an MVP season.
80% of players use steroids.
So like, what are we talking about? And then here's my other question: if everyone's as good as him, why when he took roids did he have the best three season? I'd argue four peak of all time. He had the best batting average of all time for three seasons. The best on base percentage. The most home runs.
Three seasons.
Three
seasons. Over a career, it's Babe Ruth.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
That's the problem.
What,
it's
do you
not.
Want me to, do you want me to read them again?
You can read
is this
the
falling
stats
on deaf
again.
Ears?
My total base on ball, my total on base percentage is just completely ignored because
your on base percentage, Babe Ruth's on base percentage is 30 points higher in a career. Look it up right now. Look at your statistical sheets. Tell
no,
me I'm wrong. Because you just said Barry Bonds had an higher on base percentage, and that's just flat out not true.
No, I'm not talking about career.
You just did.
Peak. I'm talking about peak.
Oh my heavens. they both played 22 years, and you're going to give them 3 years. Babe Ruth is better than everything else over the career.
See, and that's my
that's your issue.
That's where the argument. That is my issue because is it career? Is it career or is it peak?
It's career.
So then why aren't we consistent?
We are.
So then once again, No, you do all the time. Michael Jordan's peak is greater than LeBron's. It's the same thing in sports. And that's the problem.
Stop.
Be consistent.
Rewind the video 10 minutes. I never agreed to any of that. I said you do not grade the greatest player of all time by a peak. I said you do not.
You don't grade it by peak.
No. I never said that. I specifically made that argument against it 10 minutes ago.
So then Babe Ruth shouldn't be your GOAT either, because I guarantee he doesn't have the best statistics of all time.
Compared to every other player in baseball, he does. Find me a player all around that has better statistics than Babe Ruth. Find him. Show him to me, and I will get down on one knee.
See, well, and you're saying all statistics, and it's not. That's also a lie. Barry Bonds has more hits. We went over this already.
Oh, my gosh.
Does Babe Ruth have some...
Where's Barry Bonds rank on the batting average?
All time?
Yeah.
He's not even a career 300 hitter.
He's 13.
I don't think that's
right. No, I'm sorry, Babe.
Babe
is 13.
No, Babe's 11th or 10th, I think.
11th, okay.
I know, Babe is 10th. Babe is 10th all time at 343. Barry Bonds is not a career 300 hitter.
The highest was 360. Holy crap.
Who had 360 career?
Ty Cobb.
Where'd Ted Williams hit all time?
Ted Williams was tied
for Barry Bonds hit .298.
Just said that. Was not a career 300 hitter.
You didn't say the exact number.
I said he was not a career 300 hitter.
Babe Ruth, you didn't say the exact number, Jackson. What are we arguing about?
Well, that's great. You didn't even know his batting average coming into today.
I just told him what his batting was. What?
You forgot it?
Okay. No, I didn't. Okay.
You just looked it up.
No.
No.
The last thing I looked up was Babe Ruth's teammates.
The last thing I looked up was barbers in the area.
I'm sorry. I'm taking the freaking behemoth of a man who just Babe? Destroyed the league for years. No, Babe. Barry Bonds.
Babe destroyed the league for decades.
No.
No, Babe was legit hitting more home runs than entire teams were.
Okay, first of all, we're not going to do that with the teams because that's
we are.
If you want to say Babe's hitting more home runs than everyone else, that's completely fine. But guess
he's
what?
He's hitting more home runs than every team.
So was freaking Barry Bonds.
That's not true. Babe Ruth was hitting more than every team. Barry Bonds wasn't.
Yeah, but the amount of home runs hit when Babe Ruth played was like
hundreds. That's why Babe Ruth is the greatest. Because he revolutionized the game of baseball. He got fans back into baseball.
That's what we're not doing. Babe Ruth was never seen before. We're not calling people who saved the sport because it's in times of trouble and lack of interest because they're the one star, the GOATs. We're not doing that.
That's not my argument. That was never my argument.
You just
Carter.
Said it.
It's
you
a
just
cherry.
Said revolutionized the sport and brought it back.
Jackson, you are using a lot of cherries.
How many cherries? Is this a cherry pie? What is the cake?
The cake? Give me 1 second. The cake is the career batting average, on-base percentage, slugging percentage, RBI,
and 50 home runs shorter. So why isn't Ty Cobb the GOAT?
Because Ty Cobb's not better in those categories.
Yeah. Yes, he is. He's better average.
Not all. For batting average. Great.
So why isn't he the GOAT then, Jackson?
How many home runs Ty Cobb hit? What was Ty Cobb's career ERA?
How many home runs
What was Ty Cobb's career win-loss percentage?
We're not talking about pitcher,
What was Ty
Jackson?
Cobb's career WRC+.
We're not talking about pitcher. We're talking about the greatest baseball player of all time.
Sorry, I forgot pitchers don't play baseball.
No, that's on me. It's a completely
that's on
different
me.
Argument.
So sorry, that's
it's
on
a
me.
Completely
Apologize.
Different argument. It's a completely different argument.
Frenemies Nation, that's on it's me. I forgot pitchers don't play baseball. That's on me.
Do positions players pitch?
Babe was second all-time RBIs. Barry was 6. Oh, Pujols was 3.
Pujols is a GOAT. He's up there. He's elite.
Is Pujols better than Barry Bonds?
No. Barry Bonds is a top 5 player all time.
Yes.
Listen. We've talked our stats. We've talked our ideas. It's very clear to everyone who's listened today that Babe Ruth is the greatest baseball player
of all
time.
Hold on.
I
need to make one more point.
Can I say one quick thing?
I just want to read the Royd season because Jack knows.
Can I just talk about the Royds that he took? It's actually quite incredible what he's putting in his body. Two steroids referred to as the cream and the clear.
Yes, his trainer told him that.
Human growth hormone, testosterone, decatenate, also known as Mexican beans, and trebobolione to improve muscle quality of cattle.
Oh, wow.
Impressive.
Okay.
Basically taking like
I just want to read.
You know what Babe Ruth took?
When Barry,
whiskey.
When Barry Bonds played on the same playing field as everyone else during his era.
Oh my gosh.
This is what he did to the league. In three seasons, he hit 370, 341, 362. He had an on-base percentage of Let's make sure I'm in the right column here. I don't even know. 582, 529, and 609. The highest in MLB history. Mm-hmm. He had a slugging percentage of 812, 749, 799. A OPS of 138.1, which is second highest only besides himself.
Hold
at
on.
One.
Do you know what OPS means?
Yes. Do you?
What's it mean?
Do you want me to read you the exact definition?
Right now. What's OPS mean? No, Right now. Read me OPS. You don't know what it is.
No,
you don't know what OPS is.
I'm gonna read you the exact
definition. Then read it. Read it right now.
I'm gonna read you
the
exact definition.
You don't know what OPS is.
Why? Because it's better than Babe's.
Read OPS right now. Read it.
I'm going to read it to you.
Without
exact definition.
Tell the audience what OPS is.
The exact definition.
No.
I am.
You know what OPS is.
So everyone at home knows the exact definition.
You don't know it.
No, I.
You know what OPS is.
I do, but clearly you do not.
You're gonna tell me what Barry? No. You're gonna tell me Barry Bonds the GOAT. You don't know what an OPS is.
On base plus slugging.
I know.
He didn't know that.
The dictionary defines it as the.
I don't either. I want you to define it.
Subjective baseball statistic calculated as the sum of a player's on-base percentage and slugging percentage.
So you didn't know what the OPS was.
No, I did.
You sat here and tried to tell an entire audience that Barry Bonds was the greatest baseball player of all time, and you don't know what an OPS is.
Two or more offensive skills are represented. Yes, I did know what it is, and thank you for reading the definition.
I think you just proved my point.
No, I
because you didn't know what an OPS was.
And he had the best percentage of that. Yes, I did. Exactly. Thank you very much.
Honest to God, you didn't know what an OPS was.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
100% I did. Oh, and also, by the way, intentional bases on ball, the largest amount in MLB history, 120. Thank you very much. The greatest peak of all time. He's the greatest player. He is, in fact, a fucking monster.
Oh, actually.
Take Barry Bonds over anyone else. I will take that. I will take pride. I'm Barry Bonds. I will take his career. I will take whatever. There's a travesty that he's not in the Hall of Fame.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I'm gonna start going around asking people who's the best baseball player of all time.
He didn't
I'm actually curious.
He didn't know what an OPS was. Anyways, look, yeah, far and behind.
I did know what
far
OPS
and away
was.
It's not even close. Babe Ruth is the GOAT. I got one more point I'd like to bring up here. Barry Bonds is not even the greatest San Francisco Giant of all time.
Oh my God.
That let me not, give you the say hey that kid.
Listen,
Willie Mays.
Reddit does say. Willie Mays is one. Reddit doesn't lie a lot. And a lot of the lists I've looked at, Barry Bonds is around 5 or 6. Like, there was a lot of people ahead of Barry Bonds.
I guarantee if you went around our humble abode of Medina and asked people, I guarantee
you think
it,
most people say Barry
four
Bonds?
Or five.
We should like,
Barry Bonds.
Like a,
I'll put it on my Instagram right now.
I'm honestly curious. Like, how many people think... Just say... I just want to say who's the greatest baseball player of all time.
Carter Smile.
I think a lot of people will say Barry Bonds.
Over Babe?
Yeah, but not based on a lot of fact. I think just based off of, like...
He's a monster.
Yeah. Carter Smile.
Yeah.
Based off image.
Because he's the GOAT. He is the GOAT.
Would you like to argue anything for Willie?
But Willie Mays hit in one of the most...
I have nothing on Willie Mays, so I'm not even trying to argue.
But yet you have, you have your Barry Bonds.
He was in the war the first 2 to 3 years of his career.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And he was 100 home runs behind Barry.
Was Barry ever in a war?
No,
he was not.
He was fifth all-time home run leaders. I know, I'm just saying a lot of lists have Willie above. Like, I haven't done a ton, but a lot of lists have Willie above Barry.
Well, yeah, and those lists were written by baseball fans that know what an OPS is.
I literally knew what it is. You asked
no,
the
you
definition,
didn't.
So I'd read it.
Carter, straight
yes,
up.
Yes, I did.
I didn't ask for, I
yes,
asked you,
I did.
What is OPS? And you had to Google it.
No, I didn't.
Carter, what's OPS right now?
The OPS or OPS Plus? OPS Plus is on base plus slugging.
No, that's OPS.
No, that is literally OPS Plus. Because I just read you the definition. If you'd like to read it, okay, let's read it online again. Apparently that's what we need to do.
Look, anyone there with a sensible brain.
OPS Plus definition. On base plus slugging.
No, he's not.
I'm not wrong.
Well, hold on. Okay, now this is where you are wrong. On base plus slugging plus. So the OPS is the on base plus
slugging.
And the plus is just, they called it plus.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, so you were wrong again.
No, it's just labeled on a sheet that way.
Right there. This is honestly incredible.
It is honestly incredible.
I really enjoy this. It is an entire episode.
It's honestly incredible how that he tried to make an argument. You can't handle that you're statistically wrong, and so you keep constantly changing your argument.
Statistically, I'm right.
No, you're not right.
Yes, I am.
You're not right.
You think
yes,
if I am. A poll between Barry and Babe, I think more people would choose Barry, but I think if you just said who's the greatest baseball player of all
Hunter,
time.
Hunter, I am so glad you brought that to the attention of the frenemies.
Like, I don't think anyone would say it. If you just asked who's the greatest baseball player of all time, I think a lot of people would say Babe, but I think if you put them against each other, like, oh shit, Barry Bonds, like, hit dingers, like, they're going to say Barry.
Yeah, well, look, the New York Post and New York Times, one of those organizations, they put out a poll amongst millennials, people our age, people that have seen Barry Bonds play and, you know, might not know who Babe Ruth is. Mm-hmm. So this isn't against your old 50 and 60-year-old geezers. These are your millennials. These are, you know, the parents and the young 20-year-olds. Who is the greatest baseball player of all time? 48%, you know, I'll give it to you. It was Barry Bonds. I'll respect it. And 19% was Babe Ruth. I just think that's incredible that so many millennials think that Babe Ruth was, you know, that high up. Would you agree with that?
Yes, because I'm not Hunter saying Bill Russell is a scrub. Right, Babe Ruth is up there.
Yeah. So let me say one thing.
Baseball card skill.
Real quick. Hold on. I need to say this, Carter. I just flat out lied. It was 48% that said Babe Ruth was the GOAT, and 19% that said Barry Bonds. Out of millennials, 48% of millennials believe Babe Ruth is the greatest player of all time.
That's great. They're wrong.
They're not wrong.
They are wrong.
They are not wrong.
They are wrong.
They are not wrong. They are wrong about many things, just that they are correct about. They are wrong about tax code. They are wrong about war. They are wrong about morals. They are wrong about ethics. They are right about the GOAT of baseball.
Barry Bonds is the GOAT.
Loved That's by incorrect.
All, revered by most, Jack William.
I am. It's right, how many people see me.
No, I'm done as well. You two done talking.
Let me just go over my points real quick. Higher batting average all time, Babe Ruth. Slugging percentage, Babe Ruth. On base percentage, Mr. Carter brought that one up a lot. Babe Ruth, 30 points higher all time. Home runs, Babe Ruth was 50 shorter. Didn't start his playing career until like half a decade in because he was one of the greatest pitchers of his generation who had 94 wins, career 2.2 ERA, 29 and a third scoreless in the World Series. Barry Bonds barely showed up to play in the World Series. Not to mention Babe Ruth all time. Hold on, I'm not done.
Free pass. Babe Ruth all time.
Babe Ruth all time. Significantly better than Barry Bonds ever was in the playoffs. To top that all off, Babe Ruth saved an entire sport. On top of that, it's just honestly so incredible what Babe Ruth did. And then to dominate a league like Barry Bonds did. Let's talk about how Babe Ruth dominated the league like he did, considering he hit more home runs than every single team in the majors.
Carter,
thank you.
Your last thing.
There's just so many points that Jackson brings up. I mean, am I allowed to mention the Roid era, or should I just do the first
just
half?
Build us
the
give,
first.
Give us
Hall
your cake,
career.
And then we'll finish the episode.
The cake is this: at the peak, like going up and down, he is the greatest peak of all time. The greatest average, the greatest OPS, the greatest home run. He's the first player in the National League, 40-40. Yes, he didn't pitch. Babe Ruth is definitely an anomaly for that. Good for him. So proud. In the playoffs, 111 walks. In the playoffs where games matter, pitching is tight. Pitching is exceptionally
It's so tight better. That Babe Ruth threw 29 and a third
shush,
scoreless.
Shush,
couldn't agree
shush,
more.
Shush.
It's exceptionally better.
Babe was exceptionally
shush.
Better.
Hey,
it's exceptionally
hey.
Better. Pitching
that's,
is exceptionally
that's a
better in the playoffs. Babe Ruth can be the better pitcher. I've never argued that and will never argue that because guess what? Position players don't pitch. I thought we were all on the same wavelength, but clearly not. Some of us are a little delusional.
Delusional. That's what you're.
If we're gonna,
about
if we're gonna
episode,
say Babe Ruth,
didn't know what an OPS
in,
was.
If we're gonna say Babe Ruth in certain statistics is better all time than Barry Bonds, I'm
most,
not
most
not,
statistics.
You're done.
No, not in most statistics. I would say maybe 50-50, 60-40, somewhere along there. That's fine. You can say that about most GOATs in sports. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Barry Bonds, greatest peak of all time, the greatest player, the most talented player we've ever seen. He nuked the league in an era where you actually were supposed to hit home runs when he was facing people throwing above 95 miles an hour, not just in an off-season pickup that you for some reason like to bring up all the time. Not on a loaded team where he's playing with 9 other Hall of Famers on the roster.
It's
and
not
certain
true.
Point, that is true. He played with 9 other Hall of Famers
over career.
It actually may be more. I may be wrong. It may be more than nine. If you can name me one of Barry Bonds' teammates right now, I'll literally give you $100.
Any of his teammates ever?
No, his best teammate. What Google names his best teammate? Because I'm not going to lie to know this.
I don't know. Just keep going.
Will Clark, ladies and gentlemen. If you know that, hands down to you.
Rick Rushel, Kenny Lofton, Will Clark.
Okay.
Yeah. I should have known Lofton.
Because it was in the tail end of his career.
Yeah, that's on me.
But anyway. That's just my point. He is the Michael Jordan and the Tom Brady of baseball.
God, that's laughable.
All right.
That's that game of chocolate. To the audience out there, we learned a lot of valuable things today.
That was phenomenal.
Carter learned a lot about Barry Bonds during the episode.
That was phenomenal.
That's not true.
And then on top of that, I am glad that the fourth member of the Frenemies figured out what an OPS was during the episode.
I also knew what that was.
He had no idea.
All right. Yes, we're done. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later.